Swansea anti-far-right protest. A rally by far-right for Britain leader Anne Mary Waters, an openly racist Islamophobe and political ally of Tommy Robinson, was held in Swansea on the 27th of April. A motley crew of 40 to 50 people gathered for a national mobilization within a tight police cordon, to hear Waters's hate speech, under the guise of a pro-Brexit protest. Some local Leave voters expressed later on social media that they felt tricked into attending a rally for an openly racist organization. The far-right element, although at times vocal, were without their usual insignia and paraphernalia in an attempt to legitimize the rally as purely pro-Brexit. The rally was countered by a few hundred local people, including activists from Socialist Students and the Socialist Party, trade unionists and local community groups. A separate multicultural festival was organized by Stand Up to Racism, SUTR. It included speeches from local Labour Party politicians, whose spending cuts have had a direct effect on the rise of racism in our city. Socialist Party, but thanks to the intervention of Socialist Party activists, most present ignored the insistence of Socialist Workers Party members in SUTR to attend the festival and instead took part in a direct counter-protest against the far-right. Our placards and chants of "Jobs and Homes Not Racism" were well received. Several young people approached us about getting involved, and the majority of those present on the day were convinced about the correctness of our tactics. It is past time that trade unions stop franchising out the anti-racism struggle to SUTR's ineffective tactics and program, and started taking seriously the task of building an anti-racist campaign in the face of a growing far-right, emboldened by Brexit confusion. Swansea and West Wales Socialist Party,